When did you know that you were, that's where the bulb was going to be spotted on that kickoff?
We saw what happened at the end of half, and then we knew we were going to kick off from at least the 50, so we're preparing for that. And then talked to the officials coming out and proposed that to them. We kind of laughed, and then we ended up doing it from the 35. So we, had both scenarios ready. Yes. No.
How nice is it to have a kicker who's having a dependable season like this?
He's good with it. I mean, he's very good with the ball coming off his foot. He's a shot maker. He's got a lot of different shots, so it's always nice to be able to use those.
Was that a picture perfect onside kick?
The picture would have been perfect if Robinson would have gone up and high pointed it and just ended the play right there instead of letting it fumble around. But Chandler Fenner did a good job scrambling after it.
Would you call him a shot kicker?
Shot maker.
Oh, shot maker.
Yeah.
There are different styles, I guess.
Well, I mean, some guys, and they usually are the ones with the soccer background. The ball just comes easily off their foot, and they can do a lot of different things. And you can ask them to do a lot of different things with the ball coming off their foot. Some guys are, better than others with that.
Looked at one point, he got banged up on a kickoff.
Yeah, he's fine.
How tough is he? I mean, he looks like he's as big as one of the linebackers. How much is his?
I don't know if he's as big as one of the linebackers, but he is tough.
Seems like nowadays, it used to be you want to kick the ball straight out of the end zone as much as you can. It seems like nowadays, kickers want to entice the returner to come out a little bit more often.
I don't think we're enticing them. I think it's the weather plays a lot. When it gets colder, the balls don't travel as far. The wind, and then just the length of the year and the number of kicks that they have, accumulated to this point. So we try and keep a, watch on that so we're not over-kicking them and keeping their leg fresh. But we're trying to kick it as far and as deep as we can.
What is the threshold for over-kicking? Is it a number? Is it more how he feels?
How he feels, but it's type of thing that if he's sore, then it's too late type thing. So you try and head it off ahead of time. And we, historically have not over-kicked guys, so we've been pretty good with that throughout the years.
What was the penalty on Odell with the fair catch? He just didn't signal it. Well,
yeah, you get it clearly above the shoulder, and I guess he did not do that. I can't really see it on tape, so that's just a learning point for him, as well as finishing the game and fielding the ball. Told him you can catch it with one hand, you can do all these different things, but let's catch that with two hands and not have a muff.
What, he just kind of lost his concentration on it?
Well, yeah, the ball started to fade away from him. He wasn't in a good position, and should have just got away from him in that situation.
Coach Kaufman talks about Corey Washington wanting to see him improve on special teams. What have you seen from him as a gunner?
He's probably the best thing he does is block. He can track guys well, and he plays with some good size and strength. So he's working on what we see fit.
Other areas where you would like to see
improve? It's mostly the return game where he shines. But he's good on kickoff. Mm-hmm. We haven't had much reps with him as a gunner yet, but he's working at it each week.